Eutelsat has ordered the 7West A satellite to take Iran's Arabic news channel Al Alam off the air. In recent months, Eutelsat's Israeli-French CEO, Michel Darrozan, has stepped up efforts to silence Iranian channels. He's ordered major satellite providers in Europe and Asia to ban Iranian media. U.S. lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee have expressed concern about CIA's assassination drone attacks against American citizens overseas. They've also criticized President Barack Obama's secrecy in laying out legal justifications for the attacks. The U.S. is operating drones in several countries as part of its so-called war on terror. A U.N. rights rapporteur calls for an international probe into the death of a Palestinian prisoner in an Israeli jail. Richard Falk says the inquiry is urgent because Israel has shown a pattern of prisoner abuse. Palestinians say Arafat Jaradat was tortured to death in jail last week. A top UN official warns that the scale of the humanitarian crisis in Syria is outpacing efforts by the world body. UN's humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, says more fund is needed as the cost of the crisis is rising on a daily basis. Nearly 1 million Syrians have taken refuge in other countries. Germany's second largest mobile player posts over 5 billion euros in losses in the fourth quarter of 2012. Deutsche Telekom is facing a crisis in its German and European markets. The firm is now working on a merger with other companies to regain market share lost to its rivals. Japan says three Chinese ships have entered the territorial waters of a disputed chain of islands claimed by both countries. Chinese officials have yet to make a comment on the report. Tensions have been running high between the two neighbors since Japan nationalized three of the islands in September. Argentine lawmakers approve an agreement with Iran to set up an inquiry into the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires. Iran and Argentina will now form a commission to probe the Amiya bombing. Tehran denies Israeli allegations that it was behind the incident, which claimed 85 lives. And heavy rains in Australia's northeast have flooded homes and businesses in Queensland. Footage shows power lines near collapse in the city of Maryborough. Flash flooding in Victoria in the Australia's southeast also submerged some areas after a heavy downpour. There are no reports of injuries.